Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Loughborough, Basel, Switzerland. February 5th, 1887. Portions of this letter are published in PM 226 to 227, LDE 34 to 35, 3BIO 359. Eldred Loughborough. Dear brother and fellow laborer in Christ, I arise this morning before anyone is up to pen a few lines to you. I have recently received a letter from Eliza Burnham from Austruus. She writes encouragingly about the work there, but questions in regard to her going there. I think she expected to have more to do with the paper, and feels that she does not fill the place that Elder Haskell and others designed she should in taking more responsibility in the work of the paper. I fear it was a mistake, her going. Well, I am hoping that Addie is making the best efforts in her power to become a brain worker, to bear responsibilities, learning to prepare articles for the paper, and be prepared to do acceptable work in my line. I have much that I desire to do in preparing books for the press. I can find plenty of persons to do the mechanical work, but it is most difficult to secure help for the special work, one who has a knowledge of Bible truth, and one who will be a safe worker in my line. Whenever you shall come across one who can do this kind of work, I wish you to ascertain their ability and notify me. I think I have written to you recently in regard to letters received from Brother Jones. Brother Church was at the Institute and returned with no favorable report. It made my heart ache to read such things. I have carried the burden of that Institute on my soul for years, and I have hoped and worked and prayed that it should prove a success. And I am not inclined to see it go backward, but forward. Elder Wagoner mentioned dropping the Health Journal. I hope you will do all you can to keep it alive and to have the very best spirit of articles in it that can be found. Elder Wagoner has been a guest at the sanitarium at Battle Creek, and he recommends to discontinue the Health Journal and take Good Health in its place. Now, Elder Loughborough, the minds of our California people are not advanced far enough in health reform to receive the most good from Good Health. The crib is placed too high. You can, with the counsel of Jones and Dr. Wagoner, prepare articles that are already in print that are simple, yet full of knowledge, by perusing the back numbers of Health Reformer. I would today that the Good Health were more after the same order, for I think there is more simplicity and good religion in the Reformer, and matter that will benefit all classes and minds than that contained in Good Health as a whole. We want that Good Health shall be circulated, and we want to shape our work and our efforts to reach the people where they are, much in the same way Christ worked in simplicity, that the uninformed may be reached and the highest minds may be benefited also. There is danger of burying the truth so deep in science that the common minds for whom we labor and who will compose the members of our churches will fail to see it and appreciate it. We want the truth as it is in Jesus. We want to meet the wants of our people. There are plenty of scientific journals and papers to be found in our work that will give all the information wanted in higher scientific feeding for minds that can comprehend these deep subjects. We need something more simple that will awaken and lead the minds to climb up gradually to take in the subject of hygiene. We want just such a journal as the Health Journal, as we have on the Pacific Coast, as perfect as it can be made. We want it more to be a monthly journal rather than a quarterly. We want it to be crowded with good living matter. We heard the very same complaints made in regard to the Health Reformer under the management of Drs. Ginley and Russell. We said, no, it shall not go down. It was proposed that Hall's Journal of Health take its place. We said, no. And we say now, no. the health journal shall not cease. And I am sorry that the thought was entertained by anyone on the Pacific coast. The good health will do its work in its place, but it cannot supply the need on the Pacific coast. The Journal of Health has its place to do its certain work and meet a want for the present time. It will grow, it will advance in time. It will become a precious enlightener to the minds of those in the darkness of false habits, false customs, and erroneous living. But we must give it a chance to grow. And I propose that ere long it become a monthly in the place of a quarterly journal. Let not the religious phase be dropped out. Keep before the people Bible hygiene, temperance from a Christian standpoint. Work, pray and work, and believe, and success will be the result of persevering, determined effort. February 4th. Just before starting to Tramlin, I received and read your letter with interest, wherein you give some account of the health retreat. I hope the Lord will preside at that place. You speak of Senior Gilbert going there to nurse. I have no objection to this, but many complaints were made in reference to her management while at the sanitarium. She was willing to tell others what to do and have them wait on her, but was very choice in regard to her own doing, and exhibited rather a turbulent spirit in her way of managing. If Sister Gilbert were with her ability sanctified by the Spirit of the Lord, I think she would be one who could fill a good place. But if she is dictatorial and unconsecrated, she would not be the one to go in there. I should not at the very first place her in the front, but after she is tested and they become acquainted with her, then they will be able to understand whether she is a person to fill a higher position. We need someone who knows how to adapt herself to the situation. Let her fill the position of which you speak. You can do this to try her and test the matter. Now another point. If Senior Healed is a school teacher, why could she not assist you some in preparing articles for the health journal? Why not make arrangements for someone in particular to be taking the burden on? We have the health reformer full of good articles right to the point. Why should not others bear some burden in this matter? I do not know that Sister Healed has any experience in this matter, but surely there ought to be those of a literary ability who can do this kind of work, and I hope they will be found. All our people in the publishing house on the Pacific coast who have ability should feel under obligation to make that journal live. The articles I have referred to in the Health Reformer will need careful revising. But they are full of instruction. There is food that the people need. Just look these good books over, and you will find enough to set a good table for our people and outsiders on the Pacific coast. If all of the articles are not of as high tone as the matter in the Good Health, would not that be a great idea to kill the health journal and have good health take its place because Elder Wagoner does not stand at its head to take the credit of its success? I hope and pray that the Lord will guide you all and give you wisdom. Is it as Brother Church suggests, that there is a want of harmony with physicians, superintendent, and workers at the retreat? If this is the case, the Lord will not preside there. What is the influence of Brother Lockwood? Sister Lockwood is a worthy woman, and useful and good in any place, if she does not listen too much to her husband. Brother Lockwood seeks to do the will of the Lord in all things, but his poor, shattered nerves are a continual trouble, leading him into difficulty. I learn from a letter Elder Healy has written to Brother Ings that things are not in the best condition at Healdsburg. I am sorry to learn this. He states that some portions of my letters have been taken advantage of, and health reform has been carried to extremes. If this is the case, there will be a reaction. I guarded Elder Daniels on this point, and he needs to be continually cautioned not to do this kind of work, for he is not fitted for it. He will move too strong and impulsively in whatever he puts his mind to do. He needs to be balanced continually by the Spirit of the Lord. And unless he is under the control of the Spirit of God, guarding his weak points, he will move inadvisably. I understand that Brother Daniels has, as it were, set time stating that the Lord will come within 5 years. Now I hope the impression will not go abroad that we are time setters. Let no such remarks be made. They do no good. Seek not to obtain a revival upon any such grounds, but let due caution be used in every word uttered, that fanatical ones will not cease anything they can get to create an excitement and the Spirit of the Lord be grieved. We want not to move the people's passions to get up a stir, where feelings are moved and principle does not control. I feel that we need to be guarded on every side, because Satan is at work to do his uttermost to insinuate his arts and devices that shall be a power to do harm. Anything that will make a stir, create an excitement on a wrong basis, is to be dreaded, for the reaction will surely come. Move cautiously. Do not exalt Elder Daniels. He cannot bear it. February 4th. Last Christmas we were sent for to come to Tramelin. Brother and Sister Ings accompanied me. Brother Erzenberger was here to speak to the Germans. He was my interpreter on the Sabbath. I gave the first dedicatory discourse in the first little building erected in Europe aside from the mission. And this was put up by Brother Roth's own family to have a place to accommodate the people. Heretofore, they had worshipped in a private house. Our friends came in from Bien and Chaux-de-Fonds. We had most excellent meetings. The National Church was secured for me to speak in on Sunday afternoon. The notice was sent to the minister to be read in his church in the forenoon service, but he refused to do so, thinking that I would speak on the Sabbath question. The people had heard that Mrs. White had visions, and they concluded that she was a sorcerer. Nevertheless, 300 people were out and gave the best of attention. John Vuillemier from Basel interpreted for me. I was quite free, and excellent impressions were made upon the people, and the minister was sorry that he did not give out the notice of the meeting. Said he did not know what the subject would be, but afterwards said if he had known what my subject was to be, he would have noticed it. I spoke on the mission of Christ. February 4th, 6th. I was sent for again to come and speak to our people on the Sabbath and in the same church on Sunday. We came on Friday, had a meeting that evening with our people in their new chapel. Yesterday, Brother Ings spoke on the gifts, with freedom. The people were deeply interested, and in the afternoon I spoke, and the Lord spoke to the hearts of many. Brother Gwynin's wife had become so prejudiced by Brother Tchaikovsky's course that she took no part with the family and church, and she had no confidence in anyone who came from America. But she broke down and bore a good testimony. Their son had taken a wrong course, and there was alienation between him and his father's family, and did not attend meetings. He also broke down and confessed with deep feeling. Another man who had been wrong confessed. We had a very interesting social meeting. The Spirit of God was in our midst, softening and subduing the souls of our brethren and sisters. Brother Gwynin made interesting remarks. He said he had for years been praying for his brother that he might see and take hold of the truth. During the week of prayer, he made this case a special subject of prayer. He went to see him to see if he could not do something to convince him of the truth. He found his brother deeply convicted, but was not ready to take his stand. About 2 weeks since, while working on Friday toward sundown, his tools seemed so heavy that it seemed he must drop them and keep the Sabbath, which he did. The tract, Sufferings of Christ, brought the decision that he would not break another Sabbath. He told his employer what his intentions were, expecting to lose his place, but he was told to go right on with his work. Brother Gwynin was filled with joy and says there is another man of much influence who is also convicted of the truth. I sought to impress upon them the importance of feeling a greater interest for those who know not the truth, and all resolved that they would take hold as they had never done before. They had had but little faith, but they would seek God and become missionaries in seeking to be co-laborers with God. There was a determination to give themselves up to God with all their heart. I told them that we learn God's truth by doing His will. Today I speak upon the subject of temperance. The minister who refused to give notice of my appointment says he will consider it a privilege to open the meeting for me. He is president of the Temperance Association in this place. Although I have to speak to the people through interpreters, yet God does move upon the hearts of the hearers. They want me to remain here some days and speak evenings to the people. I would like to do this, but there is some danger health-wise. It is a time when dressing is put on the land and the atmosphere is dreadful. You inhale poison at every breath. When here last Christmas, I inhaled the poison of impurities in the house where I stayed, so that I was obliged to go home after speaking Sunday afternoon. I was a great sufferer for 3 weeks, unable to eat and suffering excruciating pains that came near ending my life. And I fear I must leave again tonight. After the meeting Sabbath, we had a praying season for the young man who had been far away from God. John Villiamier interpreted. It was an affecting scene. After we arose from our knees, I addressed the young man most earnestly, entreating him to take a firm, decided stand for God and the truth. He then went to his three sisters, all women grown, firm in the truth, confessed to them with weeping, and kissed them. He, with tears, shook hands with all in the room. The peace of God seemed to come to this house. We hope the Lord will work here. Our brethren here have had great anxiety that I should find access to this people. Here is where the truth first started in Europe. Here is where the first church of believers was raised up. It is a beautiful place, with its groves of evergreens, and its clear blue sky free from fogs. It is a mountainous region. The atmosphere is healthful, if it were not for the sin of polluting it with corruption.